Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. It's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new
spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one,
man.
You got a question for RLM?
Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Hello and welcome everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and I have my arms open and I am welcoming you. And I'm so glad that you're going to spend this next half hour, 40 minutes with me. Today is going to be a special show because my son Nathan is going to be on the air with us and we're just waiting for him to call in. But let me give you a little definition of reality spirituality for my new listeners. Reality spirituality is a term that I use that dissects our everyday life experiences and links it to spirituality and personal growth. Everything that happens to you during the day, every event, every situation, every conversation has a link to spirituality. And that's what reality spirituality is all about. Dissecting the situations and getting everything down to the least common denominator, to discover how we can live happier. And what's stopping us from being happier? Oh, look who's here. Well, let me pull Nathan up on air. Nathan, hello. Welcome, Nathan.
Welcome to Reality Spirituality.
Well, welcome to you. And I have to say to my audience that this is an impromptu, it's a spur-of-the-moment show that we just put together less than, 40 minutes ago?
Yes, to all of our listeners.
To all of our listeners, and I rushed to the studio. I rushed to the studio. Thank goodness it's really close by to where I live. And
really close.
Yes, and so our guest is Nathan, who happens to be my number one and only son. Mm-hmm. And so what inspired you to have a show today, Nathan?
Girl, I got a couple stories for you that I knew would be good for reality spirituality.
And let me say to my listeners that this is the essence of personal growth and spiritual growth. The stories, the things that happen to us every single day. So I'm really excited to hear Nathan's stories. Okay, Nathan, what's up?
So. I work at Earth Yoga. It's a yoga studio, and sometimes I teach at the yoga studio, and sometimes I work the desk.
Okay.
And when I work the desk, I like working the desk because I have a lot of free time. Well, most of the time I have free time to use the computer, free time for me to do things that I need to get done.
Me time. Mm-hmm.
Me time.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday I was working a desk in the morning, and I just decided to bring in a lot of my dirty clothes because there's a washer and dryer there, and since I've been working there for a long time, I get to maybe wash a pair of shorts or a shirt, a yoga shorts or whatever, whenever I want to.
Can I cut in for a second? Okay, now let me just say this to the audience. You work and you're in Manhattan. You live in New York City in Manhattan. And How long have you been working at Earth Yoga?
For about a year.
Okay, good. Okay, keep going. I just want to give a little background.
So I I felt like I was maybe bringing in too many clothes, but I was going to have the whole morning there, and I was also working the afternoon-evening shift. So I just decided to bring in all my clothes. So I brought in all my stuff, and it's usually just...
okay.
and it's usually just me in the afternoon. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes the owner is there, but I like it when it's just me. I'm thinking I'll go in, get in early, I'll wash all my clothes, no one will be there, I'll get all my emails done. So I get there in the morning, and not only...
Sorry for laughing, but I'm just kind of guessing. So you weren't alone, is what you're trying to say.
You're damn right, I wasn't alone. No, I wasn't. Yanti's there. She's the owner. Yanti's in the house. Mm-hmm. She's not only there really early, but she's already done all the cycles of laundry before she got there. Because I can't just put my clothes in by themselves. I have to put them in with the yoga towels, this is not just my clothes. I wash them with the other stuff.
Oh, okay. So that makes it clear. Yeah, okay, then what happens?
So now all the clothes are already washed and dried. It's like I can't do any of my clothes. And I'm like getting pissed off. I'm like frustrated. Why is she here early? She did all the laundry. Now I'm going to have to
keep going.
I was thinking, you know, and I can't do my personal emails if she's there. And we're talking, you know, I told you we talk about yoga. So, you know, I don't want to talk on this shit. I have things to do. I plan to do all this stuff, my laundry. My day is ruined. My afternoon's ruined.
You know what I love about your stories, Nathan? I love the fact that you share all of the thoughts that are going through your head.
I mean,
that's really important because we all have these thoughts. All of the, okay, now my day is ruined. Why is she here? I'll keep going. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but this is very important. This is what I'm talking about, dissecting our everyday life to get to spirituality. Okay, keep going.
Yes. So I'm thinking it's the worst. It's like one of those like worst case scenarios. It's like she's here, all the laundry, all that stuff. So then she comes out of the yoga studio and we said, hey, good morning. And one of the first things she says to me, and she has never ever offered this or said this, she says, do you have any clothes that you'd like to wash? Because I'm about to do a cycle of laundry, and I'm going to wash a couple of my things. And do you have anything you'd like to wash? She's never offered that to me before. I mean, she knows I wash my shorts sometimes or maybe a shirt, but she's never asked me for laundry, ever.
Right. Did she see your bag of laundry there? Where was your bag of laundry?
No, she didn't. No, she didn't see anything.
Okay. Wow.
So I said, actually, yeah, I do. And I said, I actually have a... I said, well, I'm so glad you asked. Get it?
Yes, I do get it.
So I said, I actually do have a few things to wash. And I said, I might have a little too much, so just let me know if it's too much. And I showed her. She said, oh, no, that's fine. Just put it on in because I don't want it to be too small of a load because then we might as well not do it. So I give her all of my laundry. And actually, this is good, too, because I really didn't feel good about bringing in all those clothes. I mean, I felt okay, but I felt like I didn't want her to know that I was washing all of these clothes. So now she knows all the clothes are washed, and that's cool. Then she goes downstairs and spends the next hour and a half, 2 hours downstairs in the karate dojo doing work. Which left me upstairs alone doing my work, the whole shift.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Wow. You mean that's the end of the story?
Yes. My story is basically I was so upset that I thought my afternoon was going to be ruined
mm-hmm.
when in fact it went perfectly. Me like thinking, oh, this is going to happen like this, and now this sucks. And
So I think we were even talking about this. I don't know if it was the last show or one of our conversations when you were saying that you're waiting for something bad to happen. Is that kind of the same thing?
Yes, it is. It's the exact same thing. And that's going to be. Well, I don't know if that's going to be, but that is what's switching up for me because I don't want to wait for the next bad. It was like, oh, this is bad, and now this is really bad. And it didn't even happen that way. In fact, not only did it not happen, it happened to be good.
It was the opposite of bad. But you touched on so many great, great points. About the expectation of bad and what we think, and but I'm ready to let go of stuff. But let me can I add some things that about that whole story that I got from it?
Please do.
Okay, well that's good. I'm glad you asked. One of the things that I do now, and I did not do it before, is I ask myself, what am I creating? And with me, it was always, excuse me, with me, it was mostly, am I creating drama for myself? Now, I don't know if I've let this, no, I haven't talked to this about this on the air, but I like to leave work early sometimes. And sometimes I used to like to sneak out. And this thing about sneaking for me, it just caused more drama. Now I'm wondering if my supervisor knows that I'm leaving early, and then I'm wondering if I'm going to get caught. So all of this getting caught and sneaking for me, I rather just say, and that comes down to what am I creating? So I rather listen. Can I wash the clothes, or can I leave early and then I'm done with all of the drama?
The drama, yeah.
And the drama in my head, because the drama is, and then if I was caught sneaking out early, then I'm reprimanded, and now I gotta feel bad about it and. Listen, I'm really into sneaking and doing things and not getting caught. I was the queen, and I have to say that even last week, short story. We all of us went out for lunch at the job, and Nathan, I asked my supervisor. Can I have a glass of wine at lunch? Can you imagine me asking anybody, can I have a glass of wine?
Not really.
Well, exactly. Well, because she was going to the lunch, and I could have had a glass of wine, snuck it under the table, or however, but I'm not going to do that anymore. So I basically asked her, can I have wine?
Yeah.
To get rid of the drama.
Right.
So I just wanted to share that with you.
I like that. I like that drama thing. I don't really think about that.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that is drama. It's like, can I do this, and is this going to work, and, ooh, are she there, and, yeah.
I can still leave work early, but everybody knows I'm leaving early, and all I have to do is sign out time, as opposed to, because it's just drama that I'm creating for myself.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you. That story was perfect. What a perfect example.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So what were you going to do? What were your quote unquote solutions for yourself, or did you even think of any for the next time?
I guess. Well, I just figured I wouldn't bring in. I wouldn't take advantage of the fact that I can do my laundry there, because that that just wasn't feeling right.
Mm-hmm.
So, meaning I wouldn't bring in all those clothes. I would just bring in something small, if anything.
Mm-hmm.
And that to just, and also I sometimes plan to do catch up work when I'm working the desk. And when I plan to do that, it's not good, because sometimes it works out and sometimes it doesn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
So I really don't want to plan to bring in work to do at my job, because that's drama too. It's like, am I going to be able to get this done and in time, and am I going to be able to do this and my job? It's like, no. I don't want to do that. So those were my solutions for next time.
Mm-hmm. I would, you know what? I would ask. I would do this. This is it. Because be able to just ask from time to time, may I bring in laundry to wash with the other clothes?
Mm-hmm.
Now either they're going to say yes or they're going to say no. But then now you don't have to worry about sneaking, or you know, you just. Just put it all out there. That's what I would do.
Yeah, put it out there.
Yeah, and you just say from time to time, may I, you know, is it okay? You asked me the other day, so from time to time, can I bring in, you know, when I'm washing with the other clothes at the studio?
Mm-hmm. I like that idea.
Mm-hmm. And then sounds like she's going to say yes to me, but we don't know what she's going to say. But then
right.
Now you're clear of all of the, you know, trying to bring in too much, too little. You can bring in whatever, because you've already got it. It's all out in the open.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. That's a great story. I love that story.
I have another Earth Yoga story, but I don't know what necessarily the lesson is in, what the lesson is.
Okay.
But this morning I got there, and I'm the first one to open up the studio, and a light is on that is never on,
mm-hmm.
and I turn the lights on to the studio, and there's change on the floor, and the register is moved, and I open it up, and there's no money in the register. So it looks like someone took money. It looks like someone broke in.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what happened. So I called Yanti, and she said, well, we have to call the police, and we have to do this report. And then I was calling the police and sort of kind of opening up the studio, but without really touching that register area. And
mm-hmm.
And also wanting to not be flustered or like talking to police when students are getting there. You know, I want to be really cool for the students.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so the student gets here, she checks in, and then I tell this other woman who helps out at the studio, so she knows us.
Mm-hmm.
She's kind of a staff member, but she also takes yoga. And I said, you know, I said, hey, this it looks like some money was taken, so I'm going to call the police. So, you know, if I need your help to help out the students while I'm busy, like, please help me out. And she was, like, really reacting, like, oh, my God, like, oh, that's horrible. And, and it was bothering me, because I was like, listen, shut up, relax, and just listen to me. It's not a big deal. The studio's fine. I just
mm-hmm.
need you to be cool, because there's a student here right now. I didn't say this, but
mm-hmm.
I was like, there's a student here now, and there's going to be more students in, and I don't need them knowing that someone broke into the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it was just, she's actually a cool person, but I didn't need the reaction. And it's not a, you know, it's not like the studio was trashed and, you know, everything's ruined. It was just money was taken from the register, and there's things that have to be done, and that was that. And actually, it was cool, and everything was handled fine. But yeah, I want to share that because that hasn't really happened. I've never really experienced that before. And that was that.
So when you opened up Earth Yoga, was it locked or was it open?
Yeah, well, the front door was locked like it usually is, but there's like a basement area downstairs, and so there's another way into Earth Yoga. That the builders have access to. There's actually other people in the building that have access to that, and some people that have done work at Earth Yoga that have keys. So it's like, I don't know, who knows?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, there is a lesson with that.
Yeah, I'm sure that, yeah.
Would you like me to share it with you?
Of course, yeah, anything. I just wanted to get it rolling.
Okay, good. That's a really interesting, this first of all, the situation, because my house has been broken into also, and when you come in your home and you know that somebody's been there, it friggin' shakes you up.
Yeah, it's weird.
It shakes you up. And this is your first time having something like that happen like this?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I have to say that everybody reacts differently, but I would react differently now than I reacted 2 years ago when it happened. But it's still unsettling. It's unsettling. That's just the bottom line. But see, you even though the things are unsettling, you still have a calm about you. You still have your head about you, and it's because, I have to say, it's because you're connected. I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, you were skipping and, oh, this is just great, but I'm also saying that you were able to think clearly or clearer than, this is my opinion, than whoever you told. And my question to you is, did you have to tell this woman? Did you say she works there?
She helps out, yes. Yeah. So she gets, like, free classes for helping out. So she kind of works there, yes.
Oh, so
and
she was working.
I did have to tell her, yes.
Okay, so.
But I sure didn't tell anybody else.
Right. Well, the hardest thing, one of the hardest things for me to do is when somebody is reacting like the opposite of, number one, what I'm reacting to, or number one, what I think they should be, and especially when they're taking it to another level, a higher level of just more worry and more stress and more anxiety and panic mode, right?
Panic mode.
One of the hardest things is to not let their energy soak into you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it felt like to me, that her energy soaked into you. But let me say this. I think that even though you were calm about it and you were, you know, taking care of business, she could feel your energy too. You know, energy goes both ways. And you guys did like an exchange of energy. Does that feel right or not really?
That does feel right. I believe that that's true.
Yeah.
And that does feel right.
Yeah. So, and it's never about her energy. It's all that tells me or tells you or just points out when I'm in this situation or anybody's in this situation is that you, Nathan, practice or are on the way to or on the journey to not having anyone's energy affect you. So someone can be screaming and panicking, but it just bounces off of you like Teflon, just bounces off of you. And that's what, and see, that's where you're moving towards. That's where you're going. That's what I feel.
I like that.
So it, when this happens again, because it will happen again with something else, some other thing that'll come up, someone else will be at a higher level of intensity than you are, you're going to find that their intensity doesn't affect you. Doesn't affect you. And you're not even going to acknowledge it. It's like it's invisible. It's invisible to you. And with that, I have a quick story. You know our friend Sid, and for the audience, Sid and Annie and Sydney. It's a little family. They're family of ours. And a little family of three. Sydney's 13. Annie is the wife. Sid is the husband. This just happened yesterday. And Annie is very, she's reactionary. And she's just reactionary. And so Sid, she was asking him to pass, I don't know, pass a water bottle or something. And he accidentally spilled the water. And it was spilled on her, and it spilled on the carpet, and she started screaming at him, screaming, "Oh, what are you doing? You're going to spill water all over me!" And then you know what he did? He turned away, but halfway, and he started smirking, because he really thinks this stuff is funny now. He thinks that somebody screaming and yelling for no apparent reason and just out of habit or not even labeling it, but this is their personality. He thinks that's funny. So eventually, my dear puppy, when people react like that, I'm just making a prediction that we're going to be able, myself included, are going to be able to, you know, we don't have to laugh in their face, but we're going to find it amusing, just like you find my stories amusing when something crazy happens to me, and I think your stories are funny. And so we're going to find these people with these kind of different energies actually funny eventually.
Right, I know what you mean.
Mm-hmm. What do you think?
I like it. I like it.
But
I don't know how I'm gonna react to people's stories in the future. I just don't know.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I know that, and I don't know if I'm looking to laugh at someone's reaction to me, or if I always want to laugh at their reaction.
That's true too.
I might want to be still. Or I might want to give it right back to them. I mean, it just depends.
That's true. That's true. So let me say this. Giving it right back to them, is that what you did today?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
I didn't, but I did have something inside of me which had to have been given out, even if I didn't want it to, but I was like in my head, like relaxed, like I was bothered by it. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
But I really felt like my primary objective was to just stay really cool and let her know that I'm cool, and I did do that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it wasn't 100% one way or the other, like everything.
Mm-hmm.
But mostly I was really cool. Like, hey,
okay,
look how cool I am. you know, it's all right. I just wanted to sort of get the facts out. But I was a little, like, a little bit.
Yeah. And I call that suffering in silence.
Oh, okay.
I mean, suffering internally.
Yes.
You know, when you're bothered.
Yes.
Okay, so this is my last thing to say about that whole thing. It all comes down to the bigger lesson, and the bigger lesson is accepting. Accepting other people, how they react, what they say, what they would do, even though it's different than how you would do it and how you would say it. So it all comes down to accepting, and once we start to accept, once I start to accept other people, then they can react and say and do whatever they want, screaming out the top of their lungs.
Mm-hmm.
But that whole thing is about accepting.
I like that, because I do want to accept.
Mm-hmm. And we know that when we accept ourselves, we accept others. And they both go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what that lesson was about, accepting that woman and her crazy hysterics, and I'm not even going to say crazy, but accepting her reaction.
Yeah, because it really wasn't, too extreme.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, yeah, no, it's good. I like that.
Mm-hmm. So those are great stories and great lessons, puppy. I mean, Nathan.
Yeah. Well, thank you for doing an impromptu show with
Yes.
Me.
Well, thank you so much for calling, and thank you for sharing.
You're welcome, Mom.
And so, everyone, we're going to recap with the first lesson was about what, Nathan?
Like expecting the next bad thing to happen and not really doing that anymore.
And then also creating drama.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then the second one is just about acceptance.
Yeah.
Hey, well, I'm going to wrap it up.
All right, cool, Mom.
You got anything else?
No, I'm good.
Okay, sweetie pie. Well, everyone, thank you all for listening. Of course, I didn't get any phone calls today. I see people that are holding on the line. Wink, 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 wink. And I want to say, everyone, thank you for listening to Reality Spirituality. This is your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington. Have a great evening.
Yeah, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality Spirituality.
You got a question for RLN?
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some.
Reality, spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.